let's pray the name of the Lord. Jesus, let's pray the name of the Lord. Let's pray the name of the Lord. Most High. Let's sing the name of the Lord. Name of the Lord is a strong tower, righteous run into men when they are saved. Name of the Lord is a strong tower, righteous run into it when they are saved. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Most High. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Most High. He is worthy of honor and worthy of glory and worthy. Let's stand our feet and praise the Lord. He is worthy of honor and worthy of glory and worthy of praise. It's He. He has redeemed me by the blood of the Lamb, set my spirit free. Worthy of honor and worthy of glory and worthy of praise is He. He is worthy of honor and worthy of glory and worthy of praise is He. He is worthy of honor and worthy of glory and worthy of praise is He. He has redeemed me by the blood of the Lamb, set my spirit free. Worthy of honor and worthy of glory and worthy of praise is He. He is worthy of honor and worthy of glory and worthy of praise is He. He is worthy of honor and worthy of glory and worthy of praise is He. He has redeemed me by the blood of the Lamb, set my spirit free. Worthy of honor and worthy of glory and worthy of praise is He.
Praise the Lord. Let's bow our heads tonight before the Lord. Praise God. Heavenly Father, we thank You, we praise You for the words we've been singing. You are worthy of honor, You're worthy of glory, and You're worthy of praise. We pray that You'll sanctify this room tonight. Sanctify Your people tonight. May every spirit be subject to the Holy Spirit. We come against every work of the enemy tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. And we pray that there'll be perfect liberty tonight. Lord, that the Holy Spirit will move in this room tonight. That the Holy Spirit will move in our lives afresh tonight. Lord, that we'll know Your touch upon our lives afresh, upon our bodies afresh, all that's been prayed for. Oh God, touch, we pray, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we thank You for the Holy Spirit. I take the Holy Spirit, and I thank You for the Holy Spirit. And I know the Holy Ghost undertakes for me. Lord, tonight, speak to us from Your word. Encourage and strengthen and bless Your people. And Lord, I ask You for the hands raised tonight in every prayer. You know every need, every secret request. Lord, I pray You'll answer every need. Lord, I pray You'll meet every need in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we pray again for George and Winifred tonight over in England. I'm asking You to speak to them, to move on them. Oh God, to work within them and upon them. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Lord, for others tonight that need Your touch, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, touch them. We pray, Lord Jesus, Eileen, Andrea, Lord, the West family, have Your way, we pray. in the name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, for all of our children and relations that's not yet saved, we claim every one of them in the name of Jesus Christ. And we pray, Lord, that the circle will not be broken on that great day, that they'll all come and get saved and acknowledge you as our Lord and Savior. Lord, we reverence you now, Lord Jesus, and we bless you in Jesus' precious name. Amen, amen. Shake hands with everybody beside you. Say, God's going to bless you. Praise God. Isn't God good? Praise the Lord. Well, we're going to remain standing. I want to read just verse 1 and 6 of 1 Samuel chapter 10. I know it's a strange place to start the night, but I'm talking still about the oil and the Holy Spirit, these 10 virgins. And I just want to say 1 Samuel 10, verse 1 and verse 6. Then we can be seated. Praise God. And the Lord bless each one tonight. There's no service again on Thursday because it's a new year coming in and a lot of people will have friends and family, I'm sure, over. So I won't have a service this Thursday, but we'll be back on Sunday. My brother John will be preaching in the morning, myself in England, in the evening, sorry. Pray for the service and pray for wee Laurie as well. Laurie's not sure, but he thinks maybe somebody's broke in his house and stole his license and a few things. You pray that God will bless and help wee Laurie. And I don't know what all's happened, but God can show it, that's for sure. And just pray the Lord bless him, and he's worried as well with the driving and stuff that might stop him. But just let's pray that God will just bless wee Laurie at this time as well. 1 Samuel 10, verse 1 and verse 6. Then Samuel took a vial of oil and poured it upon his head and kissed him and said, "Is it not because the Lord have anointed thee to be captain over his inheritance?" Verse 6. "And the Spirit of the Lord will come upon thee, and thou shalt prophesy with them, and shalt be turned in till another man." You may be seated. That's a wonderful verse. Our brother John often quotes that when he prays. The Spirit of God coming on us, turning us into another man. Every one of us need that. The human spirit needs the oil of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit, the oil and the lamp. Man's redeemed spirit. And we know that spirit was darkened in the fall. But then when the second man came, and he's called the quickening spirit, and we become born again. We're born again of the Spirit of God. And we have a spirit that's lit up when the Lord comes in us. And we need a continual supply of the oil of God, which is the Holy Spirit, to keep us lit. And I want to encourage you tonight, and I probably read again in a few moments from Zechariah, and I won't get into all of it. But it was an encouragement to the Jews at that time, and it was the Jews. It's also the church as well, I believe that. But I'll tell you, may God help us. 1 Samuel 16 and 13 says, "And Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the midst of his brethren, and the Spirit of the Lord came upon David from that day forward." So Samuel rose up and went to Ramah. Leviticus 8. Verse 10 to 12, "And Moses took the anointing oil and anointed the tabernacle and all that was therein and sanctified them. And he sprinkled thereof upon the altar 7 times and anointed the altar and all his vessels, both the laver and the foot, to sanctify them. And he poured of the anointing oil upon Aaron's head and anointed him to sanctify him." And I tell you, when we did the study in the tabernacle, I've did it so many times and referred to these scriptures, every single thing was covered. When it talks about the foot of the laver, right to the bottom, right to the top, covered. And there is a baptism of the Holy Spirit, and I want you to think of water baptism for a moment. When you are baptized in water, you're not sprinkled. That's not baptism. That's papacy. That's from the Church of Rome. Let's get it straight. Baptism according to Scripture is total submersion. You are covered. That's what it means to be covered. And we need to be baptized with the Holy Spirit. Now, we cannot be baptized if we're not covered. If it means covered in the water, then the Holy Spirit can cover us. And how often do we sing that wee song, "Extend the border of your garment over me"? We need God to cover us with the Holy Ghost's complete work, right to the foot, from the crown to the foot. My prayer is that God would cover us, just like the water baptism. May he give us the Holy Spirit baptism, and it sanctifies us. Leviticus 21 and 12 says, "Neither shall he go out of the sanctuary, nor profane the sanctuary of his God, for the crown of the anointing oil of his God is upon him. I am the Lord." Seven lamps on the golden lampstand. Maybe, brother, you can put up that and look. Now, if I was to have a priest here standing beside this lampstand, this lampstand's big. It's not a wee thing. It's a big thing. And I should have brought a photo perhaps, but that's not important. But there's a few differences in ideas in these lampstands, because you read of knobs on it, of flowers on it. There is things on the branches of this lampstand. There's a priest there. You have a photo. God bless you, brother. And all these things is on it, and they're in the Bible. So they're not just drawn on there because somebody, artist, says, "I'll draw it on there." The Bible says they're on it. And the Bible describes what's on it. And I haven't time tonight, but every single thing that is on that lampstand is from the Lord. But here's the thing that blesses me the most about that lampstand. That is one pure beaten work of gold. Now I want to ask you, how do you make that there one piece from one piece? But yet it was done. That they made that from one piece. So they didn't take a leg and join in a leg. It's all together. One piece. And I'll tell you, the seven church ages is all part of God's one true church. Seven church ages. And these seven lights, seven candles, seven stars, seven messengers sent from God, all a part of the one church. Praise God. Maybe you could put up, brother, that other thing that I sent you as well. Now, this is just a brief outline. And you can see that there's the baptism of Jesus. After Jesus was baptized, 3.5 years ministry. Then you have the cross, you have the resurrection. And then you have the day of Pentecost. That black mark's over it. I don't know what way I clicked it on the phone, but anyhow, it's not important. But then you have your seven church ages. And at the end of the seven church ages is the catching up, the rapture. Now, I myself was in a man's church, and he drawed this all out for me, but he didn't draw it like this. He drawed another age at the end of the seven ages. And he put in his interpretation what that would be. But I'm standing here tonight, and I can honestly say I don't agree with what he drawed. Because I believe, according to my Bible, at the end of the seven church ages, we're going. Now, I cannot tell you the date when it will be. Because the Bible says, we saw it this morning, no man knows the day nor the hour. And I can show you many scriptures, for the Lord warns us of a prolonging, so that people think the Lord's prolonged. But I'm not saying the Lord's prolonged, because I don't believe he has. But people think the Lord has prolonged, it's coming. And they do things they shouldn't do and so forth. But I'll tell you, there's a catching up is to take place. Now we know we're at the end. We know we're near it. We know we're at the very end of the end. This last church age is almost finished, because the Jews are starting to get blinded. The Gentiles are starting to be blinded, and God's going to start turning to them Jews. And there's no question about it tonight. We're in a lukewarm, cold age, aren't we? This is the age where it says Many shall depart from the faith. Many shall give heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. And some of the devils that's going about today, I'll tell you what, they're lethal. Amen. It's not the devils in the world. It's not the devils in the world. Don't you fear, it's not the devils in the world. Well, sure, we know that. But it's devils in pulpits. Devils in pulpits, men in pulpits, disguised as angels of light and the messengers of darkness. But we have to have discernment in these days and know them. We need the oil. We need the oil of the Holy Spirit. Seven lamps on the golden lampstand had to have oil supplied to the lamps morning and evening. There were vessels of extra oil for this in the tabernacle of the Lord. Vessels that held extra oil to keep them topped up and to keep them filled. Amen. And you know, how many knows, and many preached on it, Brother Hard preached on it, one bring your vessels, not a few. And God could fill every vessel. So the idea that God can't fill the vessel is not true. God can fill your vessel. God can fill my vessel. God can fill all our vessels. There is no shortage of oil. And I want to emphasize tonight in 2025, almost 26, there is no shortage of oil tonight. But there is oil of the Holy Spirit today just available and just as much as there ever was. There is a supply. Hallelujah. Thank God for the oil. Exodus 25, 31 to 40 says, and thou shalt make a candlestick of pure gold, of beaten work, shall the candlestick be made, his shaft. Listen to these details. And his branches, his bolts, his knobs, his flowers shall be of the same. And I tell you, there's a shaft and there's a branches. And I tell you, we're the branches of the Lord. The Bible talks about it. But there's a shaft, there's something stronger that we're on. Amen. And we're all, it's all the Lord's church. It's all the Lord's work. It's not the work of man. Thank God it's not the work of man. Wouldn't last long if it was man's work. Sure it wouldn't. His bolts, his knobs, his flowers shall be of the same. And six branches shall come out off the sides of it. Three branches of the candlestick out of one side, and three branches of candlestick out of the other side. Three bowls made like unto almond, with a knob and a flower and one branch, and three bowls made like almonds. And the other side, the other branch, with a knob and a flower. So in the six branches that come out of the candlestick. And in the candlestick shall be four bowls made like unto almonds, with their knobs and their flowers. And there shall be knob under two branches of the same, and a knob under two branches of the same, and a knob under, according to six branches that proceed, are the candlestick. So it's all the detail here in God's word. Their knobs, their branches shall be of the same, and it shall be one beaten work of pure gold. One beaten work. Now listen to verse 37, because I know you've said he's mentioned six every time. Where's the seven? Here it is. And thou shalt make the seven lamps. So we've been reading about the six, and six is man's number. But you need the seven to make it God's number. And not only do you need the seven to make it God's number, seven is perfection. There's what comes after seven but a new beginning. It's a new day. Amen. And I tell you, we need the Lord, don't we? Praise God. God uses man, but it's God in man. And here's the seven lamps thereof, and they shall light the lamps thereof, and they may give light over against it. Verse 38, the tongs thereof, and the snuffdashes thereof shall be of pure gold. Of a talent of pure gold shall he make it, with all these vessels, and look that thou make them after their pattern which was showed thee in the mount. So God has given instructions to Moses how this is to be done. And they cannot do it one bit different. Now hear me this evening. I know you know these things, but I'm reminding you of them. These wee knobs and the bits that look like flowers, I can't take it all in my own self, all these details. But what I'm saying is, every single little detail was for a reason, and it was for a purpose, and in every bit of it speaks of the Lord Jesus Christ. And when God told Moses and them instructed how to do it, and special people were chosen to do it, when they started to beat this out and make this, they couldn't say to themselves, there's a bit there that I leave out. There's a bit there that's difficult, I won't do. It was all done exactly the way the Lord showed it to be. And there could be a few people that maybe we think won't get saved or can't get saved. But if they're part of the cloth that God's cut, they're going to come. And they're going to be there. And it'll not matter where you or me thinks it's too difficult or not too difficult. God will bring them. This is the Lord's work. And it's glorious in his eyes. It's not our work. Hallelujah. It's God's work. And I tell you, God will have a people. God reminded me again this evening when I went back in to read Zechariah. And I didn't get going into it the way I thought. But God was talking to me. And the Lord was showing me from it, I will have a people. And I'm going to pour my spirit on them. And I'm going to have an abundance of it. And man can't do one thing about it. Then I found a wonderful wee quote as well, what Brother Branham said, and I'm going to read it later. And it helped me as well. God is so good. Numbers 8, 1 to 4, and the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto Aaron, and say unto him, when thou lightest the lamps, the seven lamps shall give light over against the candlestick. Now, when thou lightest the lamp, the seven lamps, they will give light again the candlestick. And I want to tell you that God has had a light in every single church age. And there's been a specific and a special light down through those seven church ages. And there is seven messengers, I believe, that you can't compare to others because they're chosen specially of the Lord. For the work that they had done, they were lights of the Lord. In each specific church age, God called them till. Now we know we're in the seventh. And we believe that the seventh angel messenger sounded. Revelations 10:7, Malachi 4:5-6, Matthew 17:11, Luke 17:30. We believe these scriptures tonight. Now, I don't care if people can say, Tom doesn't believe this, he doesn't believe that, doesn't bother me a bit. I know what I believe. And I know what God's shown me. I don't need to be part of that group or this group or some other group. There's only one true church. There's no such thing as this and that nor. There's one true church, the mystical body of Jesus Christ. You never can join it. You're born into it. Hallelujah. And I'll tell you, when you're born in, when you get what it says in Ephesians 4, the Holy Spirit seal, you are sealed unto the day of redemption. You cannot be lost because you're sealed in. Just like Noah couldn't be lost. When God closed the door in that ark, he could not be lost. Not even the flood could change into the storm. He was sealed. And he reached his whole destiny. He floated above it. Hallelujah. And when you're sealed in, you'll float above the storm. There can be storms battering and beating, but you will overcome because God will have a people. Hallelujah. A glorious church. Hallelujah. Without spot and without wrinkle because they've got the blood of Jesus on them. And it cleanses them and keeps on cleaning them. Verse 3, and the Aaron did so, he lighted the lamps. They're off over against the candlestick as the Lord commanded Moses. And this work of the candlestick was a beaten work of gold. Onto the shaft thereof, onto the flowers thereof, was beaten work according unto the pattern which the Lord had showed Moses. So he made the candlestick. Exodus 30, and I'm just reading this to get you these phrases and sayings. Exodus 30, verse 7 and 8. And Aaron shall burn thereon sweet incense every morning when he dresseth the lamps. Hallelujah. Sweet incense burning while he's dressing it. He shall burn incense upon it, verse 8. And when Aaron lighteth the lamps at evening, he shall burn incense upon it. So I'm going to tell you there's a place on this for burning incense. And I want to say tonight there's a place in the church for our prayers and our adoration to float up to the Lord. And they need to go up to the Lord in the morning, and they need to go up to the Lord in the evening. Hallelujah. And when we meet and we come to the house of God, we're coming to the house of God not just to hear preaching. It's good to hear good preaching, but we need to have good worship, and we need to have prayers prayed that will reach up to the heavens. Hallelujah. And reach up to God, and God will be like this. And I'm spiritualizing. I know God's bigger than, he's more than a man. He was saying, there's a sweet smell in my nostrils. That's my people. Hallelujah. A sweet incense going up before the Lord. That's your prayers, brothers and sisters. That's your worshiping and singing and praising the Lord. And that's why the devil doesn't want you to have any joy or anything. And he wants to keep you quiet. He doesn't want you praying or nothing. But I tell you, when this oil comes on you, glory to God. This oil here will make you do something. Praise God. I'll tell you, if you ever throw real oil and some of it, and it catches, it'll go up. Praise God. Iron lighteth the lamps, evening and the morning, incense. A perpetual incense before the Lord throughout our generation. Seven lamps of the golden lampstand had to be supplied from the golden oil in the golden bowl in the vision God gave Zechariah. Seven lamps from the golden oil in the golden bowl. Now I've told you, and you have to get this, every time you look in this Old Testament and you're looking at gold, who are you looking at? You are looking at deity. You're looking at deity. When you see the gold woven in through the blue and the white and the scarlet, and you know it's Christ, but it's not just Christ, because the gold's woven through it, it's God in Christ. But here we're looking at pure gold. This is all God. All God. It's all God that ordained you. It's all God that chose you. It's all God that sent Jesus Christ. It's all God. Man had nothing to do with it. Man will have nothing to do with it in the sense of starting it or stopping it. It's all God. And I'm glad tonight it's all God. Aren't you glad? It's all God. Praise God. Now let me read you this vision of Zechariah. I'll take my time and read it. And I'll try and go slow, but it's difficult. Praise God, it's difficult. I'm excited. You might be enjoying it, but I'm excited anyhow. Praise God. The Word of God excites me. After all these years, I was disappointed this morning. Boy, I was disappointed this morning because of the holy. I'll tell you now, just so you will know. It wasn't all to do with the worship or the preaching or nothing like that. There was a hooli in here last night, and it affects the atmosphere in this room. Now, you might not believe that, but that'll not matter to me. I know that's a fact. Because a place for you worship needs to be sanctified for God's house, and it wasn't last night. Because when you take to the world's jokes and the world's stuff and all whatever they're doing, it'll affect things. And then after you come after that, it takes a bit of time. A wee bit of time. That's why every time we come in here, we need to drive out every spirit and only have the Holy Spirit. And we need this place sanctified. May God give us our own place. A building of the Lord, a house for God. May God grant it. The angel of the Lord, Zechariah 4, verse 1 to 4. And the angel of the Lord that talked with me came again and waked me as a man that's wakened out of his sleep. And he said unto me, what seest thou? And I said, I looked and behold a candlestick all of gold with a bowl upon the top of it and the seven lamps thereon and seven pipes till the seven lamps which are upon the top and two olive trees by it. One upon the right side of the bowl and the other upon the left side of the bowl. Now I want you know what comes of these two olive trees? Pure olive oil. So I want you to see that God's waking them because he was sleeping. And God's waking them and God's showing them and God's encouraging them. And this is to the Jews, but spiritually for us as well. God's woke him out of his sleep and God's shown him these two olive trees. And every time you read of two olive trees and read of olive trees, you're working with pure olive oil. This is a real Holy Spirit outpouring. And God has shown him there's a constant supply coming in from both sides. Into my church, seven candles represent the church ages. There's a constant supply of oil. No matter what you've been taught or the devil tries to tell you, there is a supply of oil supernaturally given. Hallelujah. And the two olive trees, one upon the right side of the bowl and the other upon the left side, excuse me. She answered and spake to the angel that talked to me, saying, what are these, my Lord? Then the angel that talked with me answered and said unto me, knowest thou not what these be? And I said, no, my Lord. Then he answered and spake unto me again, this is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, saying, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit. Hallelujah. Saith the Lord of hosts, thou art, who art thou, O great mountain, before Zerubbabel? So God is typing these two men that he names as these two olive branches. But God is saying to them, there's no works program needed here. There's no manufacture needed, as a brother prayed this morning of riding the bike. But God is saying, and God is showing them, he's woken them up to tell them, that I am going to do it by my spirit, says the Lord. Not by any might nor power, but by my spirit. Hallelujah. Thank God for the Spirit of God. Zerubbabel, thou shalt become a plain. O great mountain before Zerubbabel, thou shalt become a plain. And he shall bring forth the headstone thereof, shouting, crying. The headstone's Christ. How many knows that? That is Christ. When we speak in the Bible of a headstone, it's Christ. And he's going to come forth, and he's going to come forth for a bride that's spotless and pure and ready and filled with oil. And we're going to go crying, grace, grace, unto the Lord, aren't we? Verse 8, moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, the hands of Zerubbabel have laid the foundation of this house. His hands shall also fill it, finish it. And thou shalt know the Lord of hosts that sent me unto you. And doesn't the Bible say, he which begun a good work in you shall perform it unto that day? The Lord won't start you and leave you. Have no fear tonight. But the Lord that saved you and the Lord that got you started will complete you. Hallelujah. And you'll not have to do anything, only trust him. And I'll tell you, if you'll only look up tonight, there's a supply of pure oil ready, available. And it can be poured in any time, any place, anywhere. God can do it. You ever get it when you're driving along and he gives you a touch of oil? Hallelujah. And there's nothing like it. It's great. Sister, you come washing the dishes and he'll pour a bit of oil on you. And I'll tell you, not know what's wrong with you. But you'll know when you get saved, you felt something and you feel it again. And God can give you it all. Like our brother mentioned, you got a touch of it when you get saved. God can give you more. Isn't that the truth? His hand shall also finish it, and I shall know that the Lord of hosts have sent me unto you. For who hath despised the day of small things? For they shall rejoice and shall see the plummet in the hand of Zerubbabel with those seven. They are the eyes of the Lord. Hallelujah, which run to and fro through the whole earth. God sees it all the night. We talk about what we see and what's going on. God sees it more than us. God sees everything. And in the midst of this evil and perverse generation, the Bible says a wicked and evil generation seeketh after a sign. And he refers them to the whale's belly. 3 days and three nights, Son of Man but in the heart of earth. That's a super sign. I was going to preach on that, about the 3 days and three nights. I was going to call it the day after the Sabbath. Boy, I got a lot of notes on, and then I come away from it and didn't know where to preach it or not then. And then I got on to this. Then answered I and said unto him, what are these two olive trees upon the side of the candlestick on the left side thereof? And I answered again and said unto him, what be these two olive branches which through the two golden pipes empty the golden oil out of themselves. And he said unto me, he answered me and saith, knowest thou not what these be? And I said, no, my Lord. Then said he, these are the two anointed ones, stand by the Lord of the whole earth. I tell you, two anointed ones. So when you're seeing this oil, that's anointing. The oil always represents anointing. And the Bible says the anointing shall destroy the yoke, and the yoke shall be broken. Hallelujah. And I tell you today, brothers and sisters, what's lacking in church and in church movements and in church functions is an anointing power of the Holy Spirit that will smash and destroy yokes. And we need God to pour a spirit amongst us in such a way that yokes will be broke and yokes will be destroyed. Yokes of depression, yokes of fear, yokes of disease and yokes of ailment. Oh, that the anointing would break them and smite them. Hallelujah. That's what we need tonight. Isn't that the truth? We need it in 25, coming 26. We need the anointing. And I tell you, if all through the Old Testament, God chooses men by the anointing. And down into the New Testament by the anointing. And we need the anointing tonight more than ever. And if we're going to claim that we have anything to do with Pentecost, we will have to have an anointing. Hallelujah! May God grant us the super anointing. Praise God. And God's prophet talked about a super anointing coming in God's people to do a work because of this age we're in. Glory to God. And God's anointing, I'll tell you, is a super anointing. No different ones, the same one. It always is and always will be. These Jews, Jewish mind, would be familiar with the symbolism of these lamps, the vessels, and the need of continual supply of oil to cause the lamps to shine. When the oil runs out, the light goes out. But while there is oil, there is light. And may God give us oil so the believer needs a constant supply of the Spirit. In his spirit or soul, we need the Holy Spirit. And people used to talk about on the flesh. I'll tell you what I wanted all over. I already told you. From the foot to the crown. Amen. From the foot to the crown. From the top to bottom. In me and on me and all over me, I want the Spirit of the Lord. And I know the Bible proves if God can do it, look at that. Amen. Supply of the Spirit. The believer needs not only to be born again of Spirit, but constantly filled with the Spirit, praise God. Now, in Acts 2, and everybody knows Acts 2, verses 1 to 4, and when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were in one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind. And it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire. And it sat upon each of them, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. And began to speak with their tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. I told you I was pruning a man's orchard one day. And I got to know him and he started to tell me years ago. He was an old man. I don't know if he's even living tonight. And he says when the Spirit of God baptized him, there was like a light of tongue of fire physically that was seen on him. And it stayed on him. And he said, Tom, I was trying to pray and everything beforehand and I was praying the best I could. And he says, after that, I could pray several hours every day and more. There was no stopping the way I could pray after that. And he said, the Spirit of God stayed on me for days. And people talk about tongues. He said, I'm telling you the truth, brother. I spoke in tongues for a full week. And I couldn't get stopped talking in tongues. That's how much God filled him. And I tell you, people today, not many people talk some tongues a day. And they talk about we don't need it and it's not for the day and all this rubbish and modern church theology. But I want to tell you, these fellas here got it. And all these old boys years ago got it. And a prophet of God says, if you want it and need it, God will give you it. Hallelujah. Isn't that wonderful? And I want it. And I need it. And I thank God for it. It's available. Glory to God. And there appeared on them cloven tongues like as of fire. They were filled with the Holy Ghost. Now listen to these scriptures. Mark them down. Now let's keep us much longer. We'll close in a moment or two. Praise God. Philippians 1:19. For I know that this shall turn to my salvation through your prayers and the supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ. I'll tell you what, that's what we need. We don't need a supply of a movement. You do not need my spirit. There's a lot of churches and they have the spirit of their pastor. And if their pastor moves his head a certain way, they do it. And everything that their pastor does, they copy it. Brethren, you do not need the spirit of your pastor, but you need the supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ. And William Branham said a lot of people are getting other men's spirits, but he says you need the Holy Spirit. People are not getting to Christ, but when you get to Jesus Christ, you get a supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ. And that's the spirit we need tonight. That's the kind of spirit that won't write somebody off and say they're useless, they'll never come. That's the kind of spirit when it looks at them and say, Lord, have mercy on them and save them. That's the kind of spirit that says, I forgive you because he forgave me. That's that kind of spirit of the Lord. That's not the spirit that says, I'll not preach to you, boys. You're a bunch that's not going to be in our group. There's no point preaching to you. No, that's the Lord Jesus went to them all. Jesus says, go into the whole world. The whole world. Go into the whole world. And preach the gospel. And he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. That's the spirit of Jesus. May God give us that spirit. Ephesians 5:18. And be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. I tell you, this is the New Testament we're in tonight. It's in the old as well, but we're in the new. Now we could get drunk with wine if we wanted to. Any of us could do it. We're grown men and women. But I'd rather be filled with the Spirit. Amen? I'd rather be filled with the Holy Ghost, praise God, than be drunk with wine. Now, here I've written, the bridegroom delayed. Now, I'm not saying it's delayed, but a lot of people think, well, he should have came. That it all worked out, you see, when he would come. That it all dated and marked down, and that it all doctrinally figured out, but they were all wrong. Because no man knoweth the day nor the hour. But ye know when you see the fig tree putting forth its leaf, and the other trees putting forth. And that's Israel. 1948, becoming a nation. You know it's near, even at the door. Amen. We know it's near. Matthew 24:45-51. Who then is a faithful and wise servant whom his Lord have made ruler over his household to give them meat in due season? Blessed is that servant whom his Lord, when he cometh, shall find so doing. Verily I say unto you, that he shall make him ruler, excuse me, over all his goods. But if that evil servant shall say in his heart, my Lord delayeth his coming, and shall begin to smite his fellow servants and eat and drink with a drunken, the Lord that servant shall come in a day when he looketh not for him, and in an hour that he is not aware of, and shall cut him asunder and appoint him his portion with the hypocrites, and there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. He didn't come back at the time the church virgins thought he would come. Sure he didn't. He came at a time they didn't expect. And he found they were all sleeping, but they were awakened. And Zerubbabel here was sleeping, but he was awakened. And I'll tell you, he was awakened, and God showed him there's a supply of oil. And God in the 20th century showed us there is a supply of the oil. Hallelujah. Do you believe that tonight? And we can have the truth tonight. We're living in the day of restoration of all things. Where God has brought us back to the truth. So that we don't need a wonder here, there, and yonder. Like lost children. But we have an anchor tonight. We have a tie post tonight. And our tie post is none other than our absolute, who is the Lord Jesus Christ. That's the firm rock we're on tonight. Luke 12:45. But and if that servant shall say in his heart, my Lord delayeth, it's coming, and shall begin to beat the men servants and maid servants, and to eat and drink and to be drunken. And I tell you, the Lord's delayed is coming. And the people get discouraged. They get discouraged. And you know, many in the early church, especially the Thessalonians, expected the Lord to return in their time. They expected it. Paul's epistle to the Thessalonians were written to the unjust. To adjust their thinking on the Lord's coming. A time of delay is a time of testing. The Lord Jesus as the heavenly bridegroom will come at the right appointed time. For many they think the Lord seems to have delayed his coming. The test. They think the Lord's delayed. But what will we do in this apparent delay? We need to be ready in that time. The virgins slumbered and slept in the waiting. The spirit of slumber and sleep fell on the virgins. And I tell you, there's a lot today and the spirit of slumber and sleep's on them. But I want us to be like Zerubbabel. I want the angel to awaken us. And can I say tonight in the 20th century that God has sent the seventh angel messenger to awaken us from our sleep. And he showed us his oil. And I tell you, it's available. There's no such thing as it not been available. There's some places where they're not fit to point you where it is. Because I don't believe it. But I trust we can know where it is. All wise and foolish fell into sleep. Both groups. This was not the sleep of rest, but the sleep of lethargy. Not the sleep of rest. God gives us beloved sleep. But this is a lethargic sleep. The sleep of slumber. Spiritual drowsiness. Unwatchfulness. And the Bible warns us of such sleep. How Zechariah was awakened out of his sleep. Zechariah 4:1-2. He was awakened. Look at the disciples. Luke 9:22. But Peter and they that were with them were heavy with sleep. And when they were awake, they saw his glory. And two men stood with him. Imagine waking out of your sleep and seeing the glory of the Lord. I tell you, that'd be some shock to the system, wouldn't it? That's the truth. When God does something this flesh doesn't expect, I'll tell you, it's a big shock. Paul told the Roman believers that it was time to awake. Romans 13:11-12. And know not, knowing the time, that now is high time to awake out of sleep. For now is our salvation nearer than when we first believed. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. Hallelujah! We're of the light, none of the darkness. Paul said, let us not sleep, but some do sleep. 1 Thessalonians 5:1-8. But of the times and the seasons, brethren, you have no need to write unto you. Yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord shall come as a thief in the night. And we read that scripture this morning, but we're to be awakened so that that day does not overtake us. Praise God. Here's the bit I want to read you in a moment, and then we're going to hand over to Brother Guy, and we're going to go. I hope you can see all the slumbered and slept, wise and foolish, needed to be awakened. But listen to this little statement here, this little few words here as I come to close tonight. Now you're going to have to think back a minute, because I know maybe women don't do this no more. But I'm talking about when women got a bit of cloth, made their dresses or their skirt, whatever they made. You just know what I mean. To you women, when you lay down a pattern, it's a nice piece of goods, the same goods in it, but you take a little of this and lay it, your pattern, just the way that you're going to cut it. Then you cut it. That's up to you, but you take the goods that you cut to make your pattern out of, and the rest of it is used. It's just as good as the goods as the rest of it. But by election you have chose it. Is that right? The rest of it just as holy and just as good and just as expensive as the rest of it. But that was your choice. And God has promised that we're going to be in the rapture by election. By election. Now, some people might believe that. That won't change the fact. If we say we don't believe that, we're saying we know more than God. But I'm never going to stand and say I know more than God. God knows every single one that's going to come. And we can take a load of scriptures and say God foreordained us and we're chosen in Him before the foundation of the world. And here He's saying the wee piece of cloth that the sisters took and just cut her skirt out of her, whatever she's cut, all the cloth's good, but she only chose a certain part of it. And that certain part of it made the dress. And there's lots tonight there, but there is a specific bride of Jesus Christ that's chosen in Him before the foundation of the world that's going to be in the catching up. And that's God's business. Now, we're going to be part of it. On our part, we need the Holy Ghost. But God knows everyone that's going to come tonight. So we can never stick our necks out and our chest out and get on any pulpit anywhere and say, I'll tell you what, they're not bride, but boys are dear. You see me, I'm bride. Now I've seen that. And all it did was make me feel sick. Because for somebody to have the arrogance to say, I'm something and nobody else is nothing, that's pure arrogance in my opinion. Now we can believe and know what we are, we're chosen in Him, but it's by His grace, brothers and sisters. It's not with a chest stuck out and ruling over somebody. That's not the Spirit of the Lord. The Spirit of the Lord is that all would come, that all would get saved, that we would be driven to our knees in prayer to pray for our sons and daughters and our loved ones. But at the end of the day, this is God's work. And He's doing the choosing. And there's going to be a rapture. And there's going to be a group in that rapture. Because God has said it and God's going to do it. And nothing's going to stop it. Hallelujah. So only you'll not be lost, but the Holy Ghost-filled bride will go in the rapture. The rest of them will come through judgment. Praise God. Isn't that the truth? And I'm telling you what. May the Lord help us tonight. May we have the Spirit of the Lord. May we have His Spirit. Praise God. I know what I'm preaching about. And I know some of you might know what I'm saying here this evening when I refer to some things. But let me be honest with you tonight. I've been at places and I've seen ministers boasting that they're part of the bride and other people weren't. And such and a brother could come and preach to them tomorrow, but they wouldn't be preaching to the foolish virgin. They were too good to do it. I've been there and seen that. But I'm going to tell you something tonight, and I want you to know this. I've seen some of them same men, when a demon was manifesting, they could do nothing with it. That devil laughed at them. It laughed at them. And I've seen it when they went to cast it out, they had no power to cast out that devil. And they knew it. They knew it. And the people in that congregation knew it. And others that they thought didn't have the revelatory revelation, or whatever revelation you want to call it, and didn't see all what they seen. But I'll tell you what, they had the anointing of God. And the anointing breaks the yokes. When you get the Holy Spirit, don't you worry about what you can see. You have the Holy Ghost. But the Holy Spirit will lead you into all truth. Let's stand our feet tonight. The Holy Spirit will give you everything you need. Isn't that the truth? He'll lead you into all truth. The Holy Ghost. And can I say this in closing tonight? There's never a time when the devil will get the victory over the real Holy Ghost. Because God made the devil. And He's only a tool in His hand. And everything happens for a reason and a purpose. We might not be able to understand it. But it's all in God's great plan. May the Lord bless you tonight. May you be stirred to seek the Holy Spirit. And may you be encouraged to pray for your son or your daughter. You ignore their symptoms. And you look on Jesus. He changes things. Let's come and pray tonight. And if you want prayer specific, lift your hand up before the Lord tonight. With every head bowed and every eye closed. God bless you. God bless you this evening. I have my own children I want to see saved. I can't save them, but God can. Heavenly Father, I thank You tonight that You're a merciful high priest that's touched by the feeling of our infirmities. Lord, we're nothing without you. Them branches had to be joined onto that stem because it was all one work. And Lord, we need you. We need you in our midst. We need you in our lives. Without you, we can do nothing. But with you, we can say, I can do all things through Christ, what strengthens me. Lord, will you bless everyone that's raised their hand tonight? Will you meet every single need? Lord, will you help us to be that people with a desire and a hunger to thirst after you? Lord, will you give us some of that pure oil, that real, genuine oil, what comes from a supply that's abundant, that it can never run out. But Lord, it's a vast supply. It's available. And even in a brother prayer this morning, when we ask in your name, we can have the Holy Spirit. And we're asking again for the Holy Ghost tonight. We believe we have the Holy Spirit, but we want more of that same Spirit. More of the Holy Ghost outpoured upon your people. In the name of Jesus Christ, upon every situation, upon this fellowship, upon men and women, give us a hunger and a desire coming into this new year of Avatari to follow after thee. For Lord, we know you're coming again and you're going to take your waiting bride away. Heavenly Father, tonight for the sick amongst us, Lord, we need you to move. We need to see a demonstration of your power. Lord, we need the God of Elijah coming amongst us and to do it. But we know that you promised whatever we ask in your name, we can have it. And we're asking for the sick to be healed in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord. And we're praying that you'll touch your people, minister unto your people, and bless them. And even as we go tonight and this week, bless and keep your people on the roads. And we pray for wee Laurie tonight. Lord Jesus, wherever that license is and whatever's happened, Lord, if it's been took or misplaced, Lord, I'm asking you that it return onto that same table that it went off. I'm asking that the Holy Ghost will move and it'll be returned. Lord, you can do it. You're the same yesterday, today, and forever. You could say to the disciple, take the fish that first cometh up. There you have the coin in him for the tax. How much more can you do when we believe you? Lord, you can do far above what we can think or even ask tonight. Way beyond our wildest dreams, you can do because you're the same yesterday, today and forever. Lord, truly in this 20th century past, Lord, you displayed your power. You displayed your glory. We believe it tonight. But Lord, we pray once again, give us a little blessing. Move upon your people. Visit us afresh with the Holy Spirit, I pray. Answer the prayers of your people. Touch them and meet their every need. Lord, perhaps tonight, people in financial needs. Lord, I'm asking you that abundance of supply will come pressed down and running over the top. Lord, loved ones away tonight. Go on the wrong road. Go on the wrong way. But Lord, we pray the Holy Ghost will move them and turn them about and bring them onto the straight, narrow way. In the name of Jesus Christ, we claim every one of them under your blood. Under that token, Father, grant it, I pray this evening. Bless all the wives here tonight, all these sisters. Bless them, strengthen them, and the brothers and the children. Lord, we do pray for your own people, Israel, tonight, that you'll bless them and hedge them in on every side with your protection and your blessing. And Father, just have your way in our lives. And for those that couldn't make it here tonight, Lord, wherever they're at or whatever they're doing, bless them, be with them. Minister on each and every one of them, we pray. And Father, we just acknowledge you in all our ways tonight, knowing that you will direct our paths. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Amen. The Lord bless each one as Brother Gary comes. God bless you.
Let's sing that little chorus, anoint my head with the oil of gladness. So I was going to sing. Amen. It's the Holy Ghost of fire. God is keeping me alive.